Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. East Side Dave, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind at East Side Dave?
Good morning. How does this sound? I appreciate your ranting. That's supposed to be a four-letter word, right?
Yeah, I got to calm down, Dave. The Ukraine is making me very angry. What's going on over there with the Ruskies? Yeah, but what's on your mind today, Dave?
Mostly, I just wanted to say hi, and I did still have my part two question about if you feel like addressing it, because I believe that half of this country needs to understand what does totalitarianism mean. And, you know, they can't spell it, but still, I think we need to be talking about it in combination with all this other stuff. So that's my main comment, and other than that, in case you get rich, I hope you join a consortium of other rich people that can put down a sizable down payment on that lovely little castle down in Florida, and maybe they'll, maybe they'll kick Mr. Chump and his spooky family out of there and his lovely wife. So,
Dave, you're terrific. Yeah. I hope you're right. I hope I am rich someday. I'll tell you what, there's a funny thing. My dad used to tell me, he grew up in New York. I did too, my early years. We came out to Milwaukee when I was 15. But you'd go downtown New York, there'd be a guy in a soapbox. You know, guy would say the end of the world is near, or he'd be yelling some political or philosophical things, and, you know, and everybody's around him. And the one way to keep him quiet is, somebody yells out, if you're so smart, how come you ain't rich? If you're so smart, how come you ain't rich? So that's a good one, Dave. Here's the deal on totalitarianism. And really, why don't we just lump it with authoritarianism, fascism, and frankly, unfortunately, communism and Nazism, they all have the same, they all have, and anti-democracy in general, they all have the same characteristics. And here's what it is. Some people think, well, totalitarianism, authoritarianism, fascism must have some core ideological purpose. You know, and they really don't. It's really one man, always a man, one man, and he'll associate a few people with him because he needs allies, and they get very rich and can do whatever they want. And they impose their will on a whole country, a whole people, and they destroy democracy. There's no voting. There's no dissent. No free press. There's nothing. There's no freedom. There's nothing. And everybody in this country believes in the Second Amendment, thinks, well, that is my savior. Well, no, that's not your savior. If you ever end up with a totalitarian, authoritarian government and democracy is destroyed, the average citizen in Nazi Germany couldn't have a weapon. The average citizen in Russia right now can't have a weapon because that is a threat to the state. One of the little understood aspects of the Second Amendment, and obviously with the terrible rise in mass shootings and all that, and the lack of regulation of ghost guns and all that, is something that has to be corrected. But up until the American Revolution, the monarchies of Europe didn't want the peasantry armed. They didn't want the average person armed because they knew that that would be an army that could overthrow them if they got out of line. The innovation in the Second Amendment was a liberal innovation. And this goes back to political philosophers for 100 years before that. It's in those days, man, but every person has a right to bear arms. That way the citizenry is free and it'll stay free. And if, as long as that's understood, I mean, as well as hunting and self-defense, but it's really a statement that the individual collectively is superior to the state if the state gets out of line. And that's why you have democracy. And once you have elections, that should take care of that, except that then you have the Republican Party now taking an authoritarian, totalitarian bent to destroy democracy by overthrowing an election like on January 6th. That is the way, in my view, to look at this. So what's totalitarianism and what authoritarianism, fascism? What it is, it's not ideological. It's one man and a handful of his fellow travelers and running dogs oppressing a whole people. And I just read a terrific book by a woman named Rebecca Donner. And I'll get you the title in the course of the show. And her great aunt was a University of Wisconsin graduate, Harnack, Mildred Harnack from Milwaukee, and went to do graduate work in Russia, in Berlin, rather, in the 1930s with the rise of Hitler, became part of the resistance. And at the end, she was beheaded for what she did. Very brave person. But in the course of it, it traces how a free country like Germany just easily gave up their right to vote, their right to dissent, the right to even question a maniac like Hitler and his murderous ways. People spend centuries fighting for their rights from George Washington till now, but people can also give up their rights very, very quickly without realizing it. And that's what's happening through the Republican Party today, through all these initiatives, over 400 bills to restrict voting around the country, to give up the right to vote. In a number of states now, bills introduced that the legislature picks the presidential electors, not the people. In our state, the proposal by the Republicans to not let you vote for state treasurer, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, or superintendent of public instruction, but have them gubernatorial appointments. And there are people, some listening to the show, would say that's fine. That's not fine. Never give up your rights. Never give up your rights. I don't care if you think you're a Republican or a Democrat. Somebody in your party says give up your rights, pay no attention to them. It's a betrayal of America. So that's what totalitarianism is, the extinction of democracy, the extinction of freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to protest. You know, in Florida, they passed a law now that says you can run somebody over with your car if he's protesting and he gets too far out in the road. That's disgusting. The government of Florida is disgusting. It has totalitarian instincts, DeSantis's government. Trump lying about the last election, urging on the January 6th protesters. They were really the mob, rather. That was disgusting. That has to be said. People in the Republican Party have to understand that, because it is a very initial step towards totalitarianism. If that becomes current, if that becomes the norm, we will have eventually, in the not too distant future, give up our democracy. So thanks for calling in, East Side Dave. Really appreciate it. And in line of what we were just talking about, there is a fellow in Ohio named J.D. Vance. He's an author. He wrote a book called Hillbilly Elegy. It sold a lot of copies. I've read it. It was very well regarded. I did not like the book. Everybody else raved about it, thought he had some great insights. It was a vain, pompous book in which he promoted himself. But he's running for Senate, and Trump just endorsed him. Trump just endorsed him, even though he attacked Trump viciously back when everybody thought he was a Democrat. The reason I bring him up is because he's the only candidate who doesn't mention Ukraine, doesn't mention support of Ukraine against Russia. When Trump endorsed him, he didn't mention Ukraine. He talked about taxes and so on. And Trump very recently called Putin, quote, pretty smart. And then Trump attacked NATO. This kind of cancer is spreading into the Republican Party. If J.D. Vance wins, he will vote against any aid to Ukraine. He will side with Putin. There's an authoritarian streak in the Republican Party that sides with Putin, and Trump is at the top of it. And J.D. Vance is an example of a guy who will go along with that. Go back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark? Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
You got me. You hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's remarkable that the twist in the Republican Party, and I kind of wonder, you know, you mentioned down in Florida now, if you see a protest, you can drive through it, and because you can just pretend you're threatened. But I mean, I wonder what would happen to somebody if there was a group of Proud Boys out there flying Nazi flags and Confederate flags and their own little symbol, that you drove through that crowd and not plowed down a bunch of them. I wonder if the same law would apply to you as it would to some guy that decided a bunch of people holding up a Black Lives Matter banner or a the Gay Pride banner, that they would be treated the same way. I kind of doubt it, because that's the way that they don't like protest. I mean, Scott Walker didn't like it when we were singing in the Capitol. For goodness sake, we were just singing in the Capitol for an hour every day, and he did not like that, and eventually sent out his goon squad to rough people up. And people did get roughed up. I mean, Will Williams got dropped when they were hauling him down the stairs. I mean, they were handcuffing little old ladies that had been singing. So there's an authoritarian streak, and Scott Walker adopted that back in the 2011. I mean, he was already, a cowardly little worm back then, and he hasn't changed at all. And there's a vein of cowardice that runs through the current Republican Party. And I'd say that to their faces. I mean, that they are afraid to stand up to a piece of work like Donald Trump.
Right. I agree with you. And you talk about Scott Walker. He is also now the one who is heading up the thing to amend the Constitution, to rewrite it under I think it was Article 25, where if 2/3 of the states want to, they can get together and overrule everything that Hamilton and Jefferson and Madison did. And they're about 4 or 5 states short of that right now. Walker is an authoritarian. What he did during the Act 10 demonstrations was disgraceful. Remember, he got that fake call from a guy who said he was one of the Koch brothers. And the guy said, well, why don't you, go out and have somebody beaten up in the crowd, rough them up a little bit. Now, somebody says that to me, I'm going to say, drop dead and hang up. No. Walker goes, well, I don't think we're quite there yet, something like that. The Republican Party introduced violence through Trump. They were the ones, Trump said that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton. And he lied when the Secret Service talked to him and said, I just meant they should vote. We have violence coming back into our society, and it's coming back in through the Republican Party in politics, and it has got to stop. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.